Welcome, everyone, to the Executive Health Group podcast featuring Dr. Randy Baggison. I'm your host, Jeff Kelly. Here today with us is the doctor himself, as well as his patient, Don Hall. Dr. Baggison, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks so much, Jeff. I'm happy to be here this afternoon.
Absolutely. And Mr. Hall, welcome as well.
Thank you, Jeff. I look forward to chatting with you.
Yeah, absolutely. So, Don, give us a quick background as to who you are for our listeners.
Yeah, first of all, I'm a patient of Dr. Baggison. I discovered Dr. Baggison probably 15 plus years ago. I started doing these executive physicals when I was a very young man because I didn't have a family history. And I found his practice to be cutting edge and, more importantly, someone that I admired and respected. And I knew he could do a lot of good to help me with my health as I got older. And indeed, I've gotten older. So thank you, Dr. Baggison.
You're very welcome.
We all get older. So, and Dr. Baggison, for those who may be learning about you, maybe were referred to you, give us a sense of who you are. What is your background?
I'm a family physician. I was trained at the Medical College of Virginia. Did my residency at Chippenham Hospital, which is a VCU-MCV affiliated family practice residency. I was chief resident at that time. I went to medical school a little bit late after a career on Wall Street. Started at 34 years old, got done at about 40 years old, and really had a passion for health, wellness, and preventative health care. And I have, for the last 20 years, practiced at the Executive Health Group, or EHG as we would like it to be known by.
Mm-hmm.
And our passion is prevention, longevity medicine. We have the idea of providing a service in the medical space that really is laser focused on the early identification and elimination of chronic disease in an effort to help our patients live better and longer.
So give us, why did you not want to go down the traditional route of medicine? Join a practice, join a hospital group, you know, do your work, live your life. Why start your own practice?
EHG was started by me, and really for the purpose to take care of my own wellness. Again, I'm passionate about preventative healthcare and wellness. I think that the American medical system is an upside down system. We'll spend gobs of money at the end of life, but we spend very little to identify early disease risk. So EHG was founded by me to take care of myself and my family and our clients.
Well, tell us a little bit about what a patient might expect when they come to EHG. Who are you serving, first of all?
Well, we're serving anyone who is attentive to their own wellness and wants to invest in their greatest asset class, and that's their health.
Yeah, you gave we actually just came from lunch, and you gave a great example of someone investing in their home or their lawn, right? Give us that analogy. Tell us that story.
Well, I actually was chatting with someone at a cocktail party, and they asked me what I did, and they said, "Well, gee, I would never, pay an extra fee. I have a doctor and I have insurance." Well, the truth is that insurance really doesn't pay for preventative health care. So I asked that gentleman, who I knew owned three homes, how much he spent on landscaping. And the reaction or the answer was probably about, $15,000 a year. At which time I said, "So you'll pay the person cutting your grass more than the person who manages what I would identify as your greatest asset, your health." And when I said that, I think his face changed. And I think for the first time, he might have considered what he was doing and the investment he was making and the return on that investment,
sure.
In fact.
Sure. Health is an asset. Define that for us. What do you mean by that?
I have a lot of wealthy clients. And when they're sick, they have the same problems as anybody with health. If you don't have your health, you have nothing. I mean, I could quote, although I haven't prepared for it, how many people, the Dalai Lama, if you don't have your health, you don't have anything. So being healthy and being able to pursue the wonderful parts of life is the most important thing that we all have. And most people take it for granted. They don't actively manage it. We do. And how we do that is unique.
Yeah.
I think that a question that is begging to be answered is, you know, what do we do? Mm-hmm. And what I would articulate is we weave a bespoke level of healthcare technologies and precision healthcare programs together to manage, identify health risk, and shepherd our patients to have a higher level of health span.
Yep.
Throughout their life.
Yep.
And that is a valuable service that many folks don't even realize is available, let alone take advantage of.
And I want to get into that lineup here in just a little while. You mentioned some of the stuff you all are doing, including a liquid biopsy. So I had to Google that, but we'll have you define it here in a second. I want to turn it to Don real quick. Don, you've been seeing the doctor now for about 15 years. So first of all, how'd you find him and why did you decide to take the executive medicine approach?
As most people do, I looked around in the greater, in this case, Richmond area where I reside, for individuals that performed what I thought would be comparable to what I was getting somewhere else, another city. And then I talked to the various groups and I made a decision early on. One of the things about Dr. Bagson that I appreciated was, one, he had a business background. Two, I don't have a lot of time and I wanted him to cut to the chase. I'll do whatever he tells me to do, but I don't want to spend a lot of time researching it. I want, just tell me what I need to do. So not only was he very succinct in dealing with my personality and my style, but also was quick to say, read this book, read that book. And those books over the years have provided much information to help me as I've gone through my early 60s, now over age 65. And it's helped me greatly by having this style where, Don, you've got to do this, you got to do that. Okay, I didn't like hearing it sometimes, but it's the reality. Let's do it. Don't sugarcoat it. I need to go. I got appointments this afternoon. That's something that appealed to me. Though I will tell you, my wife had the polar opposite experience, meaning she wanted time with him to ask him lots of questions and review and do this and do that. And she got her needs fulfilled by having this long, you know, chat with a good doctor about things. Whereas I'm just cut to the chase. I'm out of here. You know, you deal with my wife any way you choose to, but just get to the bottom line with it.
You also have, I mean, you also have 24 access to the physicians who make up this practice, right? Have you ever had to use that? You ever called the doctor at 2 a.m.?
Never called him at 2. I've texted him and felt horrible. I've been overseas and texted him and said, what do I do? I will tell you, one of the big advantages is I've been in a situation where I've been out of town, in fact, even recently, and I said, look, I need something badly. Can you help me out? And he quickly, we researched where the local pharmacy was. He made that phone call. I picked up the item that I needed. It is absolutely a saver, a lifesaver in many ways. Instead of going to to emergency room someplace and standing in line, taking a number. Again, I'm an impatient guy. I can reach out to the good doctor and he will quickly say, all right, tell me the problem, do this, do that, yada, yada, and so forth. And all right, let's send you a prescription. I'll call it in right away. Let me know how things happen afterward. Yeah. So yes, it's been very flexible and available over the last 15 plus years to me.
Well, I want to come back to you in a little bit, Don, talk a little bit about your own personal health transformation, your journey in the last few years. But back to Dr. Bagason, talk a little bit about the lineup, right? So this is not a traditional physical. I had my own physical 2 weeks ago. It lasted about 10 minutes. I got my blood drawn. I'm clear. But what's the difference between what I experience and what someone going to EHG would experience?
To answer that, I'd like to maybe take a step back.
Sure.
And that is, you've been to a traditional physician who operates in the insurance model. I operate in what I would call the private medical model, where people will pay a fee, and that fee may be at a facility like the Mayo Clinic Executive Health Program, or the Greenbrier Clinic. There are multiple providers for that type of service. That service frequently is an event where you will come to an organization such as EHG. We have a platform that I believe really is world class. We are currently utilizing full body scanning with an MRI scanner, which does not expose you to radiation. We have an extensive laboratory panel that really looks at the cardiometabolic makeup, diabetes, vascular disease, dementia, cancer, endocrinology.
Beyond just good and bad cholesterol.
Way beyond just cholesterol analysis, hormone analysis, genetics. We are using something called the Vectra 360 skin scanning technology. Again, only available at about three other large medical centers in the country. We're the only private practice with this technology in the United States. We utilize CT cardiac imaging, we are using the Galleri liquid biopsy, which checks for about over 50 types of cancer.
Yes, and what is liquid biopsy?
A liquid biopsy is a blood test looking for DNA, methylated DNA, that would be the signature of some type of cancer in your body. It was developed by the Mayo Clinic, Cleveland Clinic, and Johns Hopkins. It's offered by a company called Grail, which has been acquired, but it is a test that has just become available in the last year. It is a standalone $1,000 test, but consider that 70% of deaths in the United States from cancer are from cancers that are not traditionally screened for. If you find cancer in stage one, about 80% of the time, it is simply curable, whereas if it is a stage three or four cancer, unfortunately, you're in for a long haul, and unfortunately, only about 25 to 30% of those people survive. So using a multifactorial detection system of imaging, blood testing, skin scanning, I believe that we are offering the most effective and comprehensive evaluation for cancer, and I would quickly add vascular disease, that I am aware of available anywhere. And nobody cares like we do. And we want to bring those technologies and that platform together, again, in this private medical space, where an event such as the Mayo Clinic or, again, another sector of private medicine, people frequently will join a concierge practice where they do have 24/7 cell phone access. We've taken the best practices of traditional concierge medicine, traditional executive health programs, as well as what you would consider your primary care doctor, and woven them together in what we hope to offer as the most elegant way to manage your most valuable asset class, your health. And we are healthcare asset managers.
You took that from your Wall Street days.
Indeed. It resonates with me. The practice was designed by me, for me.
And it's designed to, speaking of design, you all have a fairly new office, right, out in Richmond's West End. It feels more like a spa, I'm told.
We have relocated after 20 years at the Levinson Heart Center at Chippenham Hospital over to the West Creek Medical Center. We have a long-term collaborative contract with Medarva Imaging. We have access to a brand new MRI machine that is equipped with unique software, unique hardware, a comfort system of both music and video that affords our clients an extremely comfortable experience within the MRI scanner. Some folks have trepidation over that. We have not had anyone not be able to complete their full evaluation. And I personally have traveled to do that previously. And the peace of mind that I personally derived after going through a full body scan was extremely powerful. And it landed on me. And it has been one of the impetuses to create, in addition to the longstanding cardiometabolic processes that we have had, to enhance our client offering.
I want to close out here with a little bit from Don. Don, you've gone on a bit of a health journey the last few years, a positive one. Tell us a little bit about it and how Dr. Bagason and the EHG practice has helped you get from there to here.
Thank you for that. Let me tell you, we've all been to doctors, especially as we're going through the various aging processes, where doctors say to you, well, your health looks good, but you know you need to lose 30 pounds. I'm looking at the doctor who is 45 pounds overweight telling me I need to lose 30 pounds. One thing I can attest to, and I admire the doctor as an athlete, but also with his physique and so forth, he is a well-toned and good shape individual. So when he's telling me, you know, as a man who needed to lose 45 pounds, hey, you need to lose some weight, you know, I can say, okay, you're close to my age, not quite, but you're close. How do you do that? And he proceeds to tell me and give me advice and comments, books to read, things I should be eating and not eating, going into that thoroughly. So he was part of a process that I started a little over 2 years ago, almost 2 years ago. And I said, I cannot continue to roll into my late 60s, being overweight, 40-some pounds, and having, you know, my doctor who's become my friend because of someone I admire telling me every time, well, you're in good shape, but you know, you're cutting years off your life with your daughters and your grandchildren and your wife that you love dearly. You're taking years off your life because of your weight. So Dr. Bagson played a critical role in that, but here's the nice thing, and I'll make this point one more time. He walks the talk, meaning he's not an obese doctor who eats improperly, who doesn't work out, who doesn't live the life, and then says, gee, you gotta stop living that life. And I know it's tough, but you got to stop it. And then that doctor has a candy bar and a soda and says, you got to stop it. This is a man who walks the talk. And I think as a patient, especially with my DNA being the way it is, the way I operate, it's nice to have someone that's dealing with me, that's dealing with the same kind of issues, but is overcoming that. So he's not only a role model to me, but somebody helped me get on the track to lose 40-some pounds, to be back into shape. At an age when most men fight that, I do not fight that any longer. And thank you on behalf of my family, my grandchildren, most importantly, my lovely wife. We have benefited because of the doctor's example and the way he has dealt with me as a patient within his practice.
Thank you, Don, for that. Dr. Bagason, before we close out here, is there anything else you want to add for our listeners today?
I think when people consider their health, they should become medical consumers. And when they become medical consumers, they should understand what they're paying for. And what makes EHG different is weaving laboratories and technologies together in a meaningful way that educates our patients to their greatest health risks, allows them to manage them, allows them to upregulate genes that help them live longer, downregulate genes that will increase the rate of aging. Longevity medicine is real. Asset management for your health is real. And without an awareness of this, I think you're really doing yourself a disservice. And it is so fun to practice medicine this way with this amount of information. It helps our patients make change, behavioral change, because they now understand the metabolic aspects of their life. And with data, they can make informed decisions just like they would for their 401k or retirement account. And this is talking about their health savings account. So thank you for this opportunity.
Healthcare is an asset. Thank you both for joining us today.